Luke Lewis, John Gibbs, I'm Andrew Moore on Grandstand Rugby League. Louie and I were at Jubilee watching North Queensland end up thrashing St George Illawarra 46-24. The Cowboys co-captain Tom Dearden joins us on the line right now. G'day Tom, how have you pulled up?
Hey guys, thanks for having me up. Pulled up pretty good.
Mate, just tell us if you agree with this. We've called your last 2 weeks. And while the starts haven't been great, and yesterday I thought the Dragons were blitzing you guys, leading 18-4, and it should have been 22 or 24-4. They were right on top of you. But the resilience you've shown, once you got the opportunity to get back in the game, you never looked back. You hung in there against Newcastle with amazing goal line defence. They could have been up by a lot more than they were, and you end up winning it in extra time. From our perspective, that seems to be a really good sign, even though you'd obviously love your starts to games to be better. How do you read it, Tom, as someone who's been there now for a few years?
I know you would certainly like to improve on our starts, but I think the positive thing out of it is we've hung in there and stayed nice and calm and patient and been able to build back into our game and get the job done. So I suppose that's been the impressive thing.
There's just so much strike power around the paddock, as we saw in full display yesterday. We spoke to Chad Townsend before your opening round game against the Dolphins, which you ended up winning easily, about the real up and down nature of last year. There was no consistency, and while he agreed with that, there were various reasons why that may have been the case. To actually put 3 wins together the very start of the season, does that indicate to you as co-captain that you may have found what was missing last year?
Yeah, it's only really, really early in the season, so it's hard to kind of get a grip now. And I know teams are constantly going to keep trying to get better throughout the season, and that's something that we'll be looking to as well. And I think the positive is we've been able to win games, but we can still see and know that there's lots of improvement to come as well.
Tommy, congrats on your form, mate. It's been outstanding, and you personally been amazing. But how's, I suppose, James Maloney been for you coming into this year?
Yeah, he's been great. I think he's really, really helped us kind of find our identity as an attacking unit. And, I've been working really closely with him, and I've learned so much from him in such a short period of time. And I'm looking forward to working with him throughout the season.
And what about you, boys? What are the main focuses? How do you guys get back on track? Like, obviously, when you're down, you're hot behind by, 16, 18 points on the weekend. Who's the one stepping up and speaking? And what's being said at that particular point in time?
I think everyone kind of has their bits of words to say, and I think it's just really been a big focus on focusing on your job and kind of building back into the game and trying to get that momentum before we can kick away with it. And yeah, I suppose that's what we've been pretty good at the last couple of weeks, is just building back into our performance.
Well, that was getting a little bit dicey there, particularly when Raymond Fatala-Mariner could have scored. That might have changed the context of the game, Tom. When you're trying to improve things, When you do things so well, it's hard to explain. Kyle Flanagan, when he scored that try, and I know that Todd Payton, that would have been annoying him the most. I mean, he's a good young player, Kyle Flanagan, but you made him look like Jonathan Thurston. What happens there? Is it a communication thing?
Yeah, it was a disappointing try, because I think it was very soft. Like, he just went through pretty well untouched right through the middle of us. And yeah, it's something that we looked at in review this morning, and I think it's just blokes just kind of clocking off for a little bit, and then it becomes a crucial error. And so we just need to make sure that we're focused and working hard on our goal line defence.
Now, one of the mainstays for a long time has been Jason Taumalolo, and there's been more reports about his degenerative knee condition. How is he, and what do you expect him to do for the rest of the year? He's obviously got to be well managed, but didn't get much game time last night.
Yeah, I think that's all kind of in the coaching staff's hands. I know he trains and he works really hard on his prehab and his rehab for his knee, and I know that he's a very very valuable player for our side. So I think they're just trying to manage him at the moment and make sure that he's right to go each week.
Next game, you've got Brisbane. You're not going to get a better chance, and it's been such a great rivalry. You've been on both sides of that, Tom. So you're going to go there with higher expectations, which can sometimes make it more difficult next week.
Yeah, it's a big game, but between both clubs, we all know what the rivalry is between the Broncos and the Cowboys. And I think it's going to be our biggest test of the year. That they're a great side, Brisbane, and I know they've lost a couple of games to start the year, but we know that they're going to be in the top four at the end of the year, so they're certainly a side that we need to show up for, and hopefully we can get the job done on Friday night.
We're speaking with Cowboys co-captain Tom Dearden. It was 22-18 at half-time with that try to Scott Drinkwater just before the break. And then 10 minutes into the second half, young Finifuiaki crossed to score, and then the floodgates opened, and it was our guest Tom Dearden who scored the next try just 4 minutes later. McIntyre goes left, Dearden away to Drinkwater. He turns the ball back into Holmes. A pass back to Tommy Dearden, and he streaks away to score. And now the Cowboys go basically back-to-back. That was huge, wasn't it, Tom? To go back-to-back, you could sense at least us calling the game that crushed the Dragons.
Yeah, we could kind of feel that we had the momentum, and it was just good to be able to capitalise on that. And yeah, I think the Forge did a really good job of rolling forward, and when we got that much strike outside us, it creates a lot of opportunities for our outside backs.
You and Ruben as the on-field leaders. Boy, if you ever want to look at two players who lead by example, you look at you and Ruben Cotter. Who does the most of the talking out there, you or him?
I think Rubes, he kind of just leads by example. We all know the work that he gets through, and I think me playing in the halves, I think naturally I've got to have more of a voice and give the side more direction. But we're working really well together and both kind of talk to each other about how we think we can get the best out of our team.
Now, your coach wears his heart on his sleeve. There's no doubt about that. And he very rarely leaves you in doubt as to what he's thinking. With three wins under the trot, and you've done a bit of a review, as you said today, of the performance yesterday, where do you think the coach is at in terms of the way you guys have played in the first 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think he's happy with the results and the fact that we've started the season 3-0, but Toddy's a straight shooter and he knows that we need to be better, and especially to beat those top four sides. And so he knows that there's plenty of improvement, and I'm sure that we'll be back at work this week and training hard.